loop je door het museum in Worthing. En in de vorige uitzending hadden we een gesprek met Lucy, die loopt naast ons. Very nice. It's very... it looks very, very nice to see, because it's a museum, but also...
The children's...
Can do...
Absolutely, and that's what we're all about. It's about looking at the items, but actually having the time to read information for the children to be able to enjoy the space as well, and for people to actually come and enjoy the time here. We aim to get a bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, I think there's history, I think, in this part.
Absolutely. This is all the local, so these are all the items that have been found in on the local downs, all the fossils, absolutely. So they've all been found on the downs, which are over west and east Sussex. So that's all though. They're very popular. A lot of people like to come and see those and displayed nicely and clearly so everybody can individually see them. And then round here we've got, this is all local history.
Yeah.
So things to do with Worthing in particular. We've got, I mentioned earlier, Princess Amelia stayed here. She was the youngest daughter of King George III. She came here to rest. She wasn't very well, so she came here to get better.
Probably healthy here, I think.
That's right, yeah. So a lot of people came to convalesce here, seaside, fresh air.
I see some fishermen. Is it Worthing a typical fishing?
Fishing village, yeah. That's right. That's where it was originally, yes. And you'll still see the fishing boats down on the seafront, and so you still do that, see that, which is really nice. So, yeah, we've got the fishing connection and also the farming connection as well.
Some things are 100 years old or even
older. Older. We've got a lot of older pieces, so we've got... photos here. We've also got articles from papers and publications. A lot of items people have donated, so they've had in their possession, and they've donated to us. So these cases sort of stay the same for a while because it gives people a bit of familiarity and something, little bits for them to read about. Yeah. And we've got the first mayor here. He was the first mayor, and again, you've got in this case, you've got examples of some articles that have been in the paper, bits about the town hall, what he did. So it's really, it's nice that people can read a bit about their town and what happened.
Yeah. Dat is wat ik eerder zei, het zit allemaal in tableaus en je kunt eigenlijk als het ware door een raam kijken en dan ga je terug in de tijd. En of dat nou is de eerste burgemeester of de stad Worthing als vissersdorp, dat maakt niks uit. En wat Lucy ook liet zien, er zijn heel veel plekken waar kinderen ook iets kunnen doen. Ze kunnen zelf fossielen gaan zoeken, ze kunnen zelf tekeningen maken. Nou, in Engeland is dat heel normaal dat er zoveel dingen voor kinderen te zien zijn. Oké. And this, what's this?
This is excellent.
That's Worthing. It's
Worthing.
200 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a model, so you can see how sparse it actually was then. Not many houses. A lot of it was green, so not many houses. Very, very built up compared to this now.
Yeah. What's the spot of the museum at this moment?
This is up here. So that's where it would have been.
Chapel Road.
Yeah, that's right.
And this are the...
This is along the seafront, that's right. So this is sort of where you've got the town centre.
There's no pier.
So that
comes
up. No, the pier came later on. The pier was first opened in 1862, and this model was 1815. But it would have been, there. So that came slightly later on. But
er is ook nog een hele mooie maquette hier, zegt Lucy. Goed, we lopen even verder. Schapen zijn er ook, sheep.
That's right, this is all to do with the farming, so farming connections.
The downs.
Yeah, that's correct.
The downs are very nearby.
They're very nearby, walkable from here, so you can get there within a couple of miles. So very popular, people walk along there and...
Some crafts, how
again,
people live
crafts,
at that time.
Again, the crafts, that's correct, all the crafts that they would have used then to do the farming and those bits and pieces.
Ja, en zo is er nog veel meer, maar dat moet je mezelf komen zien hier in het Worthing Museum. Ook veel kunst hier, veel art en ook middeleeuwse stukken die hier nog te zien zijn. We lopen er even langs. Munten, alle dingen die zijn opgegraven om te laten zien hoe de stad zich eigenlijk heeft, hoe ze geëvolueerd is. In de volgende uitzending komen we nog even terug.